Blog Talk Radio.
Always trying to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Time to get real, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and it is such a beautiful morning in Southern California. I'm actually looking outside the window, and the sun has already come up, but the clouds are so beautiful, golden, with different colors of shades of purple. I'm just loving the moment, and today's show is going to be... Please, I say every show is special. You know, people that have children say, oh, I love all my children. I really do love all of my shows because each one is unique. I want to invite you all to call in, anyone to call in if you have questions about anything in what's going on in your life or questions about happiness. I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619. And the show is growing. I don't know what's going on, why, because I really don't do a lot of marketing about the marketing. I post the show on Twitter, on my Facebook pages, and on my and that's it, Twitter and Facebook. Oh, and then the Blog Talk Radio. So welcome all you new listeners. This show has evolved as I have evolved. I'm telling you, a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, there are so many things that I'm learning about this life, my purpose, why I'm here, what was important to me yesterday is not important to me today. And quite frankly, that is the key. The key is, for me, the key is to expand, grow and expand, and just to be more aware and more conscious of what is really going on in your life and your perspectives and why you are choosing. That's right. Why are you choosing to have a certain perspective? Are you able to look at the same problem, the same situation, the same event, the same circumstance, the same person with a different perspective? Are you able to change your perspective, change it up in us, and I mean in an instant? Because really, when I talk about being happy and when I talk about how to experience more of that happiness, for that feeling of knowing, the feeling of contentment. I like the word contentment more. And in 2016, I might just switch it up and use that word more. Well, who knows what I'm going to do? See, that's another thing. Going into the future. And for me, making statements, listen, it trips me up every time. Well, I'm never going to ... Or those type of people I exclude. Negative people are not going to be my ... See, it's really about being open, living open to all possibilities. If there is a quote unquote, and I'm using a quote because I don't use labels. If there is a person in your life that is rubbing you the wrong way, you want to label them negative, argumentative, cheap, takers, whatever you want to label them, like I did a couple of weeks ago. know that every person is here to teach me something, to teach me something about self, to teach me something about how to really navigate through this life and how to choose my response, my perspective, what I'm going to, or even what I'm going to be thinking about. Listen, the choices are really simple. The choices are easy. In any situation, I'm only choosing peace or drama. And that's really even just me by myself, what am I doing in my life? I'm either going to be choosing peace or drama in every situation. Let me get a little bit more specific. Oh, mommy, why with the mother? The mother is always a good indicator for me to let me know where I am on the scale of, remember I said earlier, that doesn't bother me. Well, listen, there are still some things that woman can say. Listen, I'm just being honest. There are still some things that woman who, you know, I label mother can say that just push my buttons, drive me up the wall, and let me tell you exactly what happened yesterday. I called her back. She'd been calling me numerous times, and she leaves long, long messages, and I've gotten to the point where don't let her know, don't tell her, but I don't listen to her messages. I call her when I'm inspired to call her, and I touch base, and that's how I do it. I mean, it's what I'm doing right now. And what I'm doing now, it might not be what I'm going to be doing next week or even this afternoon. But what was working for me is just calling her and checking up on her and letting her know that I'm there. She needs me. So she'd been calling me sometimes 3 or 4 times a day. I call her my stalker because she calls me a lot. And I used to answer every single call. Hi, Mom, what's going on? What do you need? And it would just make me whatever. You know what it is? I'll tell you exactly what it is. It gave me anxiety. It gave me an anxiety and a sense of obligation. And all anxiety and all of, for me, anxiety, I cannot be anxious and feeling obligated and still be content and have an internal sense of, because I just can't. So it was a balancing act, and I'm trying to figure out, and still trying to figure out what works. And like I said, what works today might not work tomorrow. So she called. No, I finally called her back yesterday, and she's planning my January. And at first, and usually meaning she plans, are you going to go see your brother? You're going to have dinner with your brother. You're going to, you know, in other words, my brother is here and she's there, and she likes to plan when we get together. she's out of state, and she's planning when I'm going to have dinner with my brother or breakfast or whatever. And his birthday's coming up. So, and in the past, it was no problem. I let her plan it. Listen, who cares? And for some reason, I'm just like, no, you can't. Listen, I'm not planning my future. How the heck am I going to allow some other person to plan my future? But the trick is, how do I express that or not express that? How do I maintain energy of love and acceptance with this woman who exactly. So you know what I'm saying. So I was good. I said, okay, that sounds fine. I said, I can't, you know, let you know exactly what day I'm going to go and pick him up and take him out. I can't tell you that. But I'll let you know. I'll definitely put forth an effort, no problem. And then it came around to she's writing her quote-unquote Christmas card checks and how much she wants to give to each person that she feels is appropriate. And one person who is really important in my life and who, quite frankly, has been checking up on my brother. My brother's in a facility right now, and he's emotionally and physically, mentally, he's disabled. He is. And I have a family friend who, he's more than a family friend, he's my right hand, and he checks up on my brother every single week. And even so, more so than I do. I mean, it's kind of a man thing where my brother would say some things, would not tell me that he would tell another man. So it really was been working out great. And so I asked my mother, I said, what about a Christmas gift or donation to my friend who uses his own time? And she says, yeah, I was thinking about that. I'm going to send him a check for $50. Well, listen, my dear audience, my button was instantly pushed because if I could, I would pay this man so much money to doing things that it's not even his relative. And I just said, Mom, I don't think that. Listen, here we go. Here we go. Now listen to the logic. I said, Mom, I don't think that's enough. Now, my hand is up. I was wrong, because telling somebody else what to do, giving somebody else a suggestion when number one, they didn't ask. My mother didn't say, well, she calls me Becky. My mother didn't say, well, Becky, what do you think? And then I would have put my 2 cents in. No, she already had a set amount. And I didn't agree with it. The problem is not the mother with her set amount, because in her head, she's figuring it out her way. The problem always comes back to me, which is accepting her set amount. And if I want to do more, if I want to save more, if I want to teach more classes to have more money to give away, which I really do, because people that are good to me and kind to me for no other reason, but that's just because who they are, trust me, my audience, it's first of all, it's very rare to meet people like that that I found. There's a lot of people that want things from me, but as far as just giving with no agenda and no intention, I mean, what else can I do but give back my time? And then if I don't have that time, then listen, everybody loves cash. And so I really feel like I want to. I mean, it's something that I want to give a generous gift. So if it's not my mother giving the generous gift of cash, then it's got to be me. And that was the problem. It wasn't my mother and her suggestion of only $50 for someone who talks to and sees and brings my brother cigarettes and blah, blah, blah every week. It's really on me. So it's taking responsibility. That was the first story. The second story, again, taking responsibility. If I look out into the world and see something that I don't like, or when I say I don't like or I prefer, let me just give you a perfect example. Again, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Let me give you a perfect example. I just found out something else about myself. Well, I already knew this, but we're talking about resisting. And last week, so that's story number one, looking at somebody else criticizing and not accepting what they are offering is my problem, not theirs. I hate that. That's so, it's so annoying when everything's my fault. Okay, one of the things that has bothered me, and it is bothered me, I don't remember where it started, but it's actually not, this syndrome that I have is actually not as bad as it used to be. But this week it just pushed my buttons, if you will. And remember what I said about pushing buttons. If you find that you have buttons that are being pushed, it's really up to you to eliminate your buttons. Now, some people believe that you can't eliminate buttons, but I do. I believe that, yes, if I'm working on it and this is what I don't want to. I remember asking the universe, you know, people make goals and intentions. My goal is not to be irritated, okay? My goal is to look out into the world and smile and be peaceful and all the time. That's my goal. Seriously, it really is. That's why I'm a happiness specialist. But one of the things that has bothered me, and the universe has pointed it out, because whatever is in the corner, whatever dust and dirt and things that's collected in the corner, trust me, it is going to come to light. Whatever I resist, trust me, it's going to come out and slap me in the face. So last week I was driving, and I'm telling you, it was 7 days ago. And I'm driving behind a car, and I'm over in the right lane. I'm in a residential area, and there's two lanes. So I'm driving behind a car, and I'm in the right lane, so it's the lane that's closest to the curb. And we're at a stop light. It's a signal, so we're there for a little bit. And I see and I look in front, you know, how you're supposed to be looking ahead, and I'm looking at the passenger, and they have this white plastic bag. And she opens the window. I guess the window's open, and she has the plastic bag in her hand. Now, you can see through plastic. It was in the afternoon, so you could see there was a soda, there was water, there's, you know, containers. It was like a trash bag, but you could see through it. There's a lot of junk. It was, quote, it was trash. And she had it out with her right hand out of the window, and she was swinging it, you know, to get a little momentum, because apparently she was going to throw it out onto the curb. Or in the street. Okay, reality, spirituality, audience. I do not like people that litter. It really bothers me. And some days it bothers me more, or some days it bothers me less. But a week ago, this woman had her hand out swinging this plastic bag in preparation of throwing it. You know, you have to kind of get a little momentum, right? You can't just drop it because it's going to be in the middle of the street. You got to swing it to the curb. So you get what I'm saying? It looks like a little pendulum going back and forth, and she was ready to wing it. And this happiness specialist, yours truly, laid on the horn. God, I can't even believe I'm exposing myself. Oh, listen, come on, who cares? I'm very honest on the show. And on the show, you heard me. And so I honked the horn and I yelled, don't put it in the, I don't know if I yelled, put it in the trash can or don't litter. But I know I honked on the horn and I yelled, don't litter, don't or throw that in the trash can. Oh, I was livid. And guess what, audience? Guess what? I guess the way I yelled and screamed and startled that this person, the passenger, actually took the bag back into the car. Yay, I won. Click. One strike for me. Okay? Yeah, I actually felt good. Thank goodness they didn't litter in front of me. That'll show 'em. And there was a sense of doing a good deed. Okay? I felt that sense. Oh, good. Yes. They didn't litter. And plus, frick, it was three blocks away from my house. I mean, I don't want anybody littering anywhere, but even downtown LA where it's trashy down there, but I don't like to see people littering, period. So I got my point. She dragged the bag in the car and went on her way. Now, I don't know if she went three blocks and threw it away three blocks from me so she didn't have hair in my mouth, but click, I won on that one. I'm not kidding you. 3 days later, I'm walking to the gym. I'm about to teach one of my aerobic classes. And this young boy comes out of the gym. He must have been 10 years old, 11 years old. And he's got something in his hand. And there's a couple of trash cans. You know, they're the decorative trash cans outside of the gym. And he's tossing his trash into the trash can. And the little youngster misses. And I'm walking towards the gym so I can see all of this. So he's throwing it and he missed. And he realized that he missed because he looked down on the ground. And he realized he missed. But then he proceeded to walk back into the gym. And yours truly, hey, you missed the trash can. And he looked at me like, who the hell are you, lady? I said it again. You missed the trash can. And so because I was an adult or, you know, looked a little authoritarian, whatever, I was an adult. And he, poor little kid, he put his head down, walked to the trash can, picked up his trash and put it in the trash can. And I, of course, gave him accolades. I said, good job. I said, that's really a good, what a good citizen, you know, all and on, that kind of crap. And I laid it on. True story. And again, I felt like, click, I won that point, right? So I'm living and I'm winning in this world. I'm winning in this world of littering. Now, Thursday, everybody knows I take public transportation to my office downtown LA. I get off the bus, and I'm walking the three blocks to my office, literally walking. And there was a homeless person in front of me, and he was kind of walking slow, and he had a paper. By the way, it's really important what kind of litters that you throw out. If it's biodegradable, I'm okay with it. I mean, more okay. But if it's plastic, jeez, oh my God. Anyway, so this gentleman is in front of me, and he has this paper cup. I swear I'm 3 feet away from him because I'm walking in the same direction he's walking. And he takes the cup and he throws it right down on the ground. Now, there's trash all over downtown LA. I could walk three more steps and there's more trash. But just the fact that this guy right in front of me threw the trash down, and I started to say, hey, and the universe stopped me. Stopped me cold. Listen, this looking out at other people and noticing and seeing what they're doing and thinking what they're doing is either right or wrong is my problem. Not only is it my problem, it's my programming. There is a purpose for everything. And the universe is talking to me now. The universe, there is a purpose for everything. And the man, the homeless man that littered right in front of me, number one, it's really not him. The universe is giving me a message and was really trying to give me a message with the person in the car and the young child. If I don't like littering or if I see somebody littering, then just pick it up. Who am I, what am I to sit up here and try to control or boss or suggest or criticize or judge somebody else for their behavior? I mean, honestly, the nerve. What nerve, right? Further, the universe told me, if you really cared about littering, if it's really that important to you, you can get a job, or not even get a job, but you can drive up and down the streets of downtown LA or the streets where you live or all the streets all the time and pick up trash. Seriously, this is what the universe is telling me. You, if it really bothers you, Rebecca, you can pick up the trash. But this trying to control somebody and look and notice what anybody else is doing, number one, is not my business. Number two, it subtracts, it detours, it takes away from my content, my peace in the moment, because I'm looking out and I'm judging and I'm thinking there's something wrong with what they're doing. And I know the masses, there is something wrong. There is something wrong with what other people are doing. Just look at A, B, C, D. Look at this. Look at this cause. Look at that cause. There's something wrong. That mentality of looking out and thinking that there is something wrong with somebody else or what they're doing or what they're saying, everything has a purpose. Even the things that I wouldn't, even the situation or circumstances I wouldn't want to be in myself, I wouldn't put myself in, there is a purpose that maybe I don't understand, but there is a purpose for everything that is happening and every person that is out there. There is a purpose. And it's really for the purpose of evolution. Evolution, expansion of evolution of the human race, evolution of the planet, evolution of all of it. There were things that were really archaic that happened back in the day. I mean, didn't people used to put people in, what are those things called where your head and your two hands and you stick your head in your hands and you're stuck in the middle of the courtyard and everybody flogs you or beats you and you just stay there? I mean, there's a purpose to all of life, regardless of whether I understand it or not. But when I look out and see that there's something wrong and I have a vibration and I'm sending out a vibration that something isn't right with someone else and what they're doing, I'm not making the world any better. I'm not creating a more harmonious world with my energy of there's something wrong with what you're doing. I'm actually adding to the disharmony of the world when I look out and find something wrong with someone else. I'm adding to the disharmony. So if I want to pick up trash or pick up litter or stop and pick up trash from what somebody's throwing out, that's going to add to the harmony. My vibration adds to either the harmony or disharmony of the world. Again, we are either choosing peace or drama. The number to call in, I have a few people in the queue. You can just press 1 if you want to speak with me live. The number is 646-564-9619, 646-564-9619. And it's really about what is my energy sending out? What kind of energy am I sending out? Energy of harmony or energy of disharmony? When I find fault, when I look out and criticize this world or a person in it, I am not adding to the harmony of the world, of the planet. It's my responsibility. Do I want to listen? I've actually gone outside on my street, on my block, and seen trash across the street in the, you know, next to the curb. And I've gone out and picked it up plenty of times. And I can do that around the block, around the neighborhood, anytime I want. I mean, that could be my free time. But to point the finger at somebody else and look and see that they are wrong, or they are dishonest, or they are not living with integrity, or they are whatever rule you want to give them, is really, I'm talking about myself, is really quite arrogant. And if I want to add, or if I want to add to the peace of the world, thinking my way or what I think is right or the only way, or having a preference of how other people need to, should behave, it's my problem. It's a hard pill to swallow, but it's really it's the truth. I want to also talk about, so that was the talk about littering. Now, I also want to talk about living in the future. This is a tricky one, because I know that there are a lot of people, and again, I've got to throw this out there, that this, what I'm talking about, is what works for me and keeping me at a contempt. And listen, I've already given up. This is not my plan. The universe's plan for me, whatever it is going to be fine. The universe has a plan for me. But the planning and wanting a certain outcome is really on me. What I can do, I can be inspired to prepare. I can be inspired to speak. I can be inspired to write. I can be inspired to share. I can be inspired to market. I can be inspired to do all of that, but with the plan of A, B, C, D, dot, 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 this is what is going to happen. Living in the future and planning the future does this. It's taking away from your present moment. There is so much to experience in this present moment, that if I'm spending my time thinking about the future moment, I'm really robbing myself of this present moment. And let me say, this present moment is so rich. When I was born, up to a year, 2 years, 3 years, I was living in the present moment. I actually was programmed by parents, by life, by society, to live in the future, to look forward to, you ready for this one, to look forward to something in the future. I was born living in the present. That's who we all are naturally. Look at the animals, in the present moment. And this living in the future and waiting for something to happen is huge as far as letting go. Let me just share. When I'm in the moment, I mean, when I'm thinking about the future, I can get excited about the future. I can plan for the future. I can attach myself to possibilities in the future. I could be hopeful about the future. I love this. Hope is for dopes. That's mine. Hope is for dopes. I just love that. I mean, hope, what does that mean? Emotionally attached to an outcome, expectations, having expectations. And so what I've done is let go of planning for tomorrow. And when I say planning, I'm meaning talking about, okay, in 3 months I'm going to write a certain amount of pages, and then I'm going to write another chapter, and then in 6 months this is going to be done. I don't know. I can't. It's so much pressure. There's a program that puts pressure on on all of us to do, to achieve, to accomplish. And this time frame, there are some people that like time frames. There are some people that like deadlines. There are some people that, and if it's not resonating with you what I'm saying, that's okay. But for me, putting a timetable on a project is actually so much pressure. And with pressure comes anxiety, and with anxiety cannot live with happiness or contentment. For me, it just cannot. So I've gotten to a point where flowing with all of it and allowing myself to, okay, if I'm inspired. And you know what happened the other day? Thursday and Friday, I wrote almost 11 pages. I didn't plan on writing 11 pages, but I was inspired to write. And I wrote 11 pages. And quite frankly, those 11 pages were talking about being programmed. Let's get back to that little baby that's born. Programmed to criticize, programmed to judge, programmed to compare myself to what somebody else is doing, programmed to want something other than this present moment, programmed to be dissatisfied with myself and my life and my relationships. It's really a program. I have been living a program. And you have too. And it's time to realize the reality versus the programming. Programming to look at people and put them in certain groups and say this group is good and this group is bad. Program to, because quite frankly, none of us came out judging the world. None of us. So this programming is so deep, so ingrained in every cell, and it's and quite frankly, programmed. All of these buttons that I talk about, having buttons that you know that can get pushed and that can bother me. That's all a program. When I was 3 years old or 4 years old, no, younger, 2 years old, didn't care about anybody littering. recognizing the programming versus the universal order is huge. It's really huge because it's going to. For me, gives me more of an awareness of what's real and what's important and what's not. So why I think a certain way, or why you think, or why you have a perspective, do you have a perspective that is because it's come to you universally, or is it a man-made program that you are following as script? That's a really important question to ask when you're bothered by anything. Is it a program or is it universal? Let me tell you what happened. I spoke a little bit last week about this woman who wrote in, and I told a quick story. Well, none of my stories are that quick, but I told a story about meeting a man who knew David Letterman, and you know, was going to have my own TV show, and he liked my idea, and I was going to be starring my own show, blah 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 blah, all of that. I told that story last week, and the reason why I told that story is because it was the same type of feeling when planning for the future, having attachments for something in the future to happen, and being disappointed if something that you planned or had goal for and had intention to happen didn't happen. So now you're disappointed and your heart is broken. So we talked about that last week. And actually, when I say I wrote 11 pages, I wrote even more about that and about being programmed. But let me tell you what happened. the man that I've met that knows David Letterman and knows a lot of people in the, quote, TV business, network TV people, you know, we were Facebook friends since last year. Yeah, we hooked up. It was, let's see, October. Yeah, 2014, October, November 2014. So a year. I went to my Facebook page, and I, because I wanted to give this guy a message, you know, I'm like, hey, how are you doing? Good, you know, thinking about you in Hollywood during the holidays. Do you know that my connection in show, my closest connection in show business defriended me? Oh my gosh. This defriended me. And I have to say, with all of the preparation and with all of the practice and with all of what I talk about and with all of what I teach and share with you, being defriended by probably the most linked or connected person that I knew in show business didn't move the Richter, my emotional Richter scale, my emotional temperature gauge, not one speck. Disappointment, zero. Heartbreak, zero. Why? Because whatever is happening is a plan. Whatever is happening is supposed to be happening. And quite frankly, how I think or what I think, my connections, the people that I know, the people that I don't know, the people I'm going to hook up with, it's all a future, what do I want to say? It doesn't. It's an illusion. It's not even what could happen. It's my limited thinking. Why people defriend? Why people let go? Why people don't speak? Why people? It's never personal. It's always part of a bigger plan. And I wanted to share that. It doesn't matter if somebody defriends me or talks to me or doesn't talk to me or has a relationship with me or doesn't have a relationship with me, because it's not personal. It's part of a bigger plan. And when you really get that and you live like that and you live that way, I'm telling you, your life, not only do you feel lighter, but everything is easier. Everything is easier. It goes for having attachments to people, having attachments to plan, having attachments to the next moment. Your job, my dear audience, your job is to be open, accepting, be able to change your perspective in an instant, and have an energy, maintain an energy of satisfaction and peace, relaxation, trust, and, hey, flow. Speaking of something else, I thought of another story that happened this week, and this is my last story. I have a few people in the queue. Area code 646-564-9619. Area code 646-564-9619. My first book is being pitched to a lot of different publishers. And let me tell you, audience, I'm getting rejections left and right. Oh, this book is too much of a memoir. Oh, this book is too much about her. Oh, what? Who am I going to write about? Somebody else? No, that was just thrown in there. Oh, this book is too this, too that. Thank you, but no thank you. No, no, no. Rejection, rejection, rejection. And one of my dear friends who is really connected, who is such a, she's actually my second mother. I call her my spiritual mother. She emailed me and she said, because she asked me how things are going, and I said, I'm getting rejections left and right. Things are going great. I mean, everything's in order. And it's the truth. If you don't get this, get a certain job, or you don't get what you think that you want, she gave me a little saying that I want to share with you. And she said, another's rejection is source's protection. That's a little rhyme. Ralph Norrington loves rhyming. Another's rejection, in other words, if somebody else rejects you or says no or this isn't happening, another's rejection is source's protection. If it's not happening or you didn't get it, no need to be disappointed. It's a waste of your energy. It's just, it wasn't right. It's like you have a path. You have a map, a clear map, to get from point A to point B. And this is your life. Your life, you know, you started in point A and you're going to point B. And point B is breathing your last breath and you're dead, okay? From point A to point B. You are going to get to point B eventually. But this thinking that you know how you're going to get to point B, or preventing or thinking that, well, let me just scratch all of that. The design is so perfect. The plan is perfection. Just like the universe forming was and is perfection. Your life is perfection. And the only reason why you possibly might not feel that it's perfection is because of the programming that you received, or the programming that you're thinking that this is happening and there's something wrong with it. That's the only reason. So it's a shift in perspective. It's a shift in looking at this world differently than how you were programmed to look at the world. Well, thank you for that. What a great show. Thank you, all my new listeners. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday. At the beginning of the year, we're going to have a few guests on the show and lining all that up. Haven't done it yet, but that's my intention. And lining up to have more people that are going to be sharing their perspective and what they've learned and their lessons in their lives with you. Listen, we're all in this boat together, and it's really about how to navigate through this life feeling peaceful and content and happy and satisfied with everything that happens. Again, Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. Go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And remember, you are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient with yourself. Be your own best friend. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Oh, my website, it's www.RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington. And I have a few people that have emailed me. If you want a free 30-minute consultation, the email is info@RebeccaNorrington.com. I am trying to schedule all of the people that have emailed me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Working a little part-time this last couple of weeks. It's a lot of year-end things, but I will definitely get to everyone that has emailed me and scheduled your session. Not to worry, not to think that your emails are getting ignored. That is not the case. Okay, until next time, have a great week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. I love you all. Oh, geez, wait a minute. Merry Christmas. Oh, my gosh. Merry Christmas. Christmas is coming up on Friday. Merry Christmas to everyone. I will talk to you on Sunday. Have a great, great week.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.